Real BS show coming at you. Well, it's not so hot today.
Yeah.
It's clear down in the low 80s.
Yeah, it's kind of cooled off. It's
kind of chilly, yeah. Oh, the last few days have been brutal. Just brutal. Up in the 90, 95 range. Humidity's the same place.
Right.
Terrible, terrible. So, I don't know. Oh, we got Jim Morrison there in the background.
Some doors. Open some doors.
Yeah, there's a... Speaking of bad weather, there's a bad dude right there.
Yeah.
What a nut job.
Yeah.
Like you said, mentally ill.
Yeah, there's mental illness there.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And drugs. We can get into that.
Oh, yeah, that just helps. So, I don't know. You want to listen to this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's come back. Back.
Yikes!
There we go. That was Jim Morrison.
No. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else in the band sang.
There's some other guy sang. The Robert Krieger, I believe his name. He was a good guitarist. He's one of my favorite guitarists out there. He just really could put. That's the key to me is Jim Morrison wrote some of the songs, but Robert Krieger and the rest of them, they probably contributed more than people realize. But, you know, I think the band itself is one of those ones that really was kind of, you know, we kind of miss out on the fact that a lot of these bands in the 60s were inventing something new, and you lived it. You know, I know you probably weren't a huge Door fans, you know.
No, I was. He was such a dirtbag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he had his problems. You know, I think there was, you know, I'm not trying to excuse his behavior, but I think, you know, how he was raised And the drugs, they had a lot of drug problems. There was a lot of issues there. He had had psychotic breaks and stuff. And, you know, he'd want to strip naked on stage or going on long rants. And I think that's where a lot of his public problems came about. But really, they kind of revolutionized everything. How you play, you know, how rock changed.
He was talented, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. But I think that's common, though. You look at some of these, like John Lennon. You know, everyone looks at John Lennon. He was a good writer, but he was also a nut job. He's sitting there laying in bed with his wife on a strike about poverty while being served by a maid. I mean, that's kind of absurd, you know. In the 60s, that was kind of the 60s, you know. You know, you look back on that, and it's kind of, we see how absurd the behavior was. I don't even think they were protesting stronger. I think they were protesting the Vietnam War while laying in bed being served by a maid. But I don't know. Jim Morrison was something else. He had a lot of issues. But one of the things that got me was seeing an interview with Rob Krieger recently. And it just kind of put into perspective what they were dealing with at the time, because they were mixing so many different genres of music that it fascinated me. There's something about, at that time, they were taking bits and pieces from different genres like blues and jazz and, you know, even some Spanish music, kind of like we did a Santana episode last time, and Santana was doing the same thing. He was borrowing a lot of music from different genres, and we all do that to an extent. We all borrow from different groups and different kind of music, and I think that's what makes music beautiful, you know? So I don't know. It's just interesting.
To each their own.
We just heard a song today. We were sitting at the fine dining in Union City and having a nice meal, succulent meal, and we heard a Santana song I haven't heard in years. It was by another pop singer that collaborated with him, and I was like, oh, that's that. You can tell instantly, you know, you hear Santana, you're like, oh, that's a Santana song. It's the same thing with the Doors. They're still making music. You know, I mean, it kind of shocks me that they, you know, I thought they quit. You know, I thought they broke up, but they still collaborate with others still to this day.
Well, once you learn how to play, you hate to quit.
Yeah. It's kind of like the fun of it, you know. I don't think the excitement dies. I mean, I've heard many people say they want to quit music or quit this, and they end up coming back again, you know. It's kind of like comedians, you know. They feel the itch of being a comedian on stage, and they kind of miss it when they don't do it, you know. So I don't know. We got some songs here lined up and some new ones.
These all Door songs?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we got kind of like, it's kind of fun to. I'm not a huge Door fan. I mean, I dated a woman that loved the Doors at one time. And it kind of, you know, I always looked back at the Doors. My father had a record. My mother had a record of the Doors. So it was a band that was always there. I just never appreciated it until I was older, hearing the stories and hearing how they kind of influenced rock and roll the way they did. You know, you ignore the drugs, you ignore the drama, the diva attitude from Jim Morrison. And maybe there's something deeper about it, you know, that can be appreciated with it. So I don't know. I'm just rambling about this. But to me, it's like, you know, you can see where this inspired other bands, you know. That's how I view it, is if you go back into all your favorite bands, they have influences from other bands. And the Beatles just didn't show up out of nowhere. They were influenced by the blues of the, like, Louisiana and Chicago. I mean, that's how I look at it. I look at it as a genealogy thing. You know, they inherited these things from other groups. And that,
you know what? I don't give a rat's rear how they got influenced. Either it's good or it isn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Boom, that's enough for me.
But for me, I like to go, I want to hear what they heard. Because you'd hear interviews with, like, Paul McCartney or George Harrison, and you'd hear what influenced them. And I want to say, okay, I want to hear what they were listening to. And they'd say, these are the favorite songs that I just wish I could have played. I wish I could have wrote. And then you listen to them, and it's like, oh, okay, I see where they're influenced from. And that's all it is to me. You know, there's some history there.
Like I say, I don't give a rat's rear how they figured it out. Just do it.
Yeah.
Let's go. So what, well, yeah, let's play a few. I mean, if you listen to the Doors, you're gonna understand that the musicians were good. I mean, Morrison was the leader, but
yeah, He could sing, but
the music guys were at the top of the game. They were okay.
They were great musicians. They were very tight. They had many different genres on their belt. They could write. They could really write good music. That's what I would definitely say. Definitely, you know. I like I said, my favorite member of the group is Robbie Krieger. You know, he just could write music really good. He still is. He had his own band for a while. He plays with other bands, and he's still kicking out there. You know, so
well. Good for him, because it ain't going to last forever. So.
No. He's up there in his 8 years.
Yeah, right, so. Right.
All right, well, here we go. More The Doors.
Okay.
Midnight alleys roam. You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there.
Man, it's been so hot. I was outside for like doing some lawn work, and my whole shirt got sweated within like 5 or 10 minutes. I just couldn't believe it, you know, how hot it got so quick, you know, with the humidity and everything.
It's hard to breathe, you know, it's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
Like an idiot, 2 or 3 days ago, I went down to cut up some trees, and I don't know how long I was there. Well, one tank of gas and a chainsaw. And I said, that's it. I'm done. And I just barely made it to the house. I mean, I just...
Oh, jeez.
It took the snot right out of me. I mean,
Yeah.
I was sick for 2 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Could you think that was heat stroke or something?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I know it was the heat. That's for sure. Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah, this is a... They say the two worst times is for people is in the wintertime when it gets really cold, you could have a heart attack, or during the summertime, it's too hot, you can have a heat stroke. And I've had a heat stroke before, man. It's nothing to joke about.
Me too.
It can mess you up. I was in the Army when I had mine. I had a heat stroke. I felt like I was fine at first, but then when I realized after I was sitting down that, well, I was not good. I couldn't even stand right afterwards. But no, it's been really hot. It's been over 90 degrees every day, and you know, humidity's up there. And one point was hotter than Florida up here. I had cousins that came up.
Yeah, I saw where the one ball game. They said Pittsburgh was the hottest city in the whole country.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, jeez. Pittsburgh, right? My cousins came up from Virginia, and they said felt like they were in Virginia. And I was like, no, yeah. Virginia can get pretty humid. My son, when the first time he ever felt the humidity of the South, is we stepped out of of an air-conditioned house and went out, and the humidity just hit like a wall of you start sweating right away, and it just doesn't evaporate. And that kind of reminds me, and he's like, whoa, it's really warm here. Like, yeah. And then
it's dangerously warm.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't know how those people like in those shipyards in Norfolk, I don't know how they work in the heat. They're out there welding and stuff. And you know, out there in that heat and the humidity, I don't know how they do it. That was the one thing
take a lot of breaks. That's for sure.
But you know, just imagine that you're out there just welding. And it's hot doing that. You're wearing all those clothes so you don't get, you know, burnt. And then you're just sweltering in heat, that heat. Ugh. But no, that's That's a thing. You know, thankfully it's cooled down a lot. This is kind of
we got the double pleasure of it's too cold in the winter and it's too hot in the summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it, thank goodness for spring and fall.
You know, I have some developers that work for me, and I always have a, they're in Europe, some of them are. And I always tell them, you know, where I live is, you know, where we're at is on the same latitude as Rome. And, like, they're more north than us, some of these developers, like in Germany or UK, and Ireland is another one. And that's colder there. Like, they're heated up by the Gulf Stream, I guess, right? But they're up in, like, where Canada is. So they should be, they're like, if they didn't have the Gulf Stream, they'd be frozen there. It's kind of interesting to think about, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we got some more doors here. Keep the door closed. And
there's a lot of doors.
Yeah, a lot of doors. Keep your door closed because you don't know how it's outside. And we can light your fire. How about that?
Yeah, don't talk about fire right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot.
Oh, we'll get that song out of the way then. How about that?
Okay.
Untrue, you know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Walking down the street,
more doors. Yeah, we don't have enough doors in the world, you know. It's going to install more doors. You ever install a door before?
Yeah, it's a pain in the shorts.
Yeah. It's an art. It's an art. It's if you follow the simple directions of right angles and stuff, you'll be good. But if you get it wrong, man, your door could be wrong. It won't shut right, you know.
The door is right. It's everything else around it that's screwed up.
That's right. That's the truth, you know. Other one is I always was, you know, put WD-40 on the hinges. No. Put silicone spray. It works great, and it doesn't squeak for the longest time. Use silicone. That's the PSA I have for you. Use silicone spray on your door hinges. That's all I have to say, Bill.
Well, it's very helpful. Very helpful.
Yeah.
Does Walmart sell silicone spray?
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever used it.
It works great. Lasts a long time. But here's some more doors and right angles.
Good.
Don't you love her badly? Or don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? And tell me what you say. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, when you're strange, all right, yeah. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog with
fancy music there, Bill.
Yeah, it sounds like Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
he drank too much alcohol.
Yeah. This is what's going to be coming soon. We're going to have another thunderstorm.
Yeah. Here?
Yeah, it's coming.
Really?
Might not be today. Might be tomorrow or the next day. One of those days. We'll have a thunderstorm.
Yeah,
we're doing
why not?
We're doing it. We need rain. Well, how else will you have to mow your lawn again? Over and over
that
again.
That lightning makes your grass grow.
Yeah, all that nitrogen being dissipated.
So, what kind of ensemble you got here?
You know,
coming up,
Touch Me.
Touch Me.
Yeah, that, no,
sounds
not
familiar.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Jim Morrison thing.
Yeah, I think it's too much LSD. That's what it was. Yeah.
Well, he likes to drink a lot.
That's true.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So alcohol was his choice.
And then, you know, he was the first rock performer to ever be arrested on stage by police for yelling obscenities. That's interesting, you know?
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
That and a buck and a half, you can get a coffee down at Country Fair.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I'll admit their coffee's pretty good. They grind it fresh, you know? But no, we'll play some more outdoors, and then we'll
all right, well, we're on that theme today, so we might as well.
After this bunch, we'll play one that's new. It might not be everybody's favorite, but it's something they did together.
You need the Doors with some electronic.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. There's
input.
There's a little bit of a bit in there where Jim Morrison's speaking about what he is predicting for the future, which turned out to be true. I'm not saying like everything he said was true, but he kind of did have his thumb on music where it was heading. And I think he hit the nail on the head with the one thing he says in it. So, all right, here we go.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
Scattered on dawn's highway bleeding, ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roots and the palm trees of Venice. Blood in my love in the terrible summer. Bloody red sun of fantastic LA.
BS show. We are back. So
yeah, the real BS show. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. So we are now at the end of the show.
We're there?
Yeah, we're gonna play the song and another song. It's a special one. You might recognize it afterwards. Of the modern day Doors without Jim Morrison, because he's passed away, with a electronic group. They did a lot of different other songs with other newer musicians, but this is one that kind of caught my eye. You might not like it, but there's elements you might like in there. You might hear a few things that are nice, but we're all just going to have to head out. It's a nice day, you know?
Well, everybody be careful. Take care of yourself.
Yes. Be safe out there, because it's dangerous.
Watch out. This heat is just crucial.
Yeah.
I mean, this bone crushing. Ooh.
Even lawyers are sweating right now.
Yeah, and they're in air conditioning.
Yeah.
All right, let's. This is the final. Final countdown here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see y'all next week then.
See ya.
Synthesis of those two elements and some third thing that'll be entire. Maybe it'll be it might rely heavily on electronics, tapes. I can kind of envision maybe one person with a lot of machines, tapes, and electronic setups, singing or speaking and using machines.
I'm breaking the sweat.
It's all right.
I'm breaking the sweat.
I say it's all right. It's all right.
That's good. This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be? So live madness and free, desperately in need of some stranger's hand in a desperate land.
Yeah.